Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. When we go to our doctor and we're having a health problem, particularly if it's a serious problem, how often do they refer to someone to a course of meditation, yoga, or deep breathing exercises as a form of treatment to help them get better? This is an important question because it will indicate how the medical community is embracing things like meditation. Are they welcoming it with open arms, or do they not even consider it as an adequate form of treatment for anything? If we're a regular listener to this podcast, we know that there's a lot of research studies coming out every week about how meditation helps us in so many different ways, and this is scientifically proven. But is the medical community embracing meditation and other forms of alternative medicine as treatments? It may seem simple. Well, if science is proving that this stuff works, why wouldn't they just embrace it with open arms? This may make logical sense, but science isn't always logical. Actually, it mostly isn't. It's based upon other things, like tradition and history. For example, when Einstein discovered the special theory of relativity, there was only about one or two scientists in the whole world that embraced his theory. Thankfully, they were the top scientists in the world, so this helped his theory be more embraced. But ultimately, it became totally embraced when the old physicists died out and the new physicists took their posts and became the teachers. There's a wonderful book by Thomas Kuhn, K-U-H-N, entitled The Structures of Scientific Revolutions, that really goes into detail about how science isn't as black and white, as objective as we think when it comes to the scientists, if you're interested in learning more about this. But in regards to meditation and the medical community, what's actually happening? There was a study done in May of 2011 by the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and the Harvard Medical School, where they looked to solve this problem and find out, how many doctors are actually referring their patients to meditation and other forms of alternative medicine? We know that about one-third of Americans use some form of alternative medicine in regards to being healthy and well, and many of this is because of the increased use of mind-body therapies like meditation and yoga. So they gathered information on about 23,000 U.S. households, and they were expecting a very, very small percentage of doctors were actually referring their patients to things like meditation. But what did they find? They found that 6.3 million Americans, or roughly about 1 in 30 Americans, are being referred by their doctors to things like meditation. And that really surprised them because it showed that this is clearly increasing and doctors are beginning to see the benefits of meditation and yoga. It's pretty exciting, actually. If you want to read about this study in more detail, you can find it in the May 9th issue of the Archives of Internal Medicine. So what does this mean to you and me? We all know people who are ill at times in their lives, including ourselves. And if doctors are prescribing things like meditation to help improve their lives, perhaps we too can embrace this for our own physical health and well-being. The great thing about meditation over medication is that it doesn't require a prescription. It's inexpensive to do, basically free, once you learn how. Especially if you listen to this podcast, since it's free, and it's everything about meditation. And the great thing about meditation is the main side effects are relaxation and a sense of peacefulness and well-being. Pretty cool. Another thing we can do is make copies of this podcast, put it on CD. It's not too hard to do. Just ask someone who's techie to show you how to do it. And then give it to your doctor. You can even give them just the ones on research and meditation. They're every third one. And since we're on episode 73, that's about 25 of them, about. But I do think we can have a hand in educating the medical community on the benefits of meditation. We can make a difference, and if we help them, who are helping millions of people around the world improve their health. Meditation is good for us. Medically, it keeps us healthy. It helps with so many stress-related diseases, which are countless, literally countless. So if we can reduce the stress, improve our lives, we'll be healthier, and we'll also spend a lot less on our medical expenses, which is also a big, big benefit. I know I've shared this with the listeners before, but it's still holding true, so we'll see if it does for a little while longer. In the past 25 years that I've worked, I've only missed one day of work because of illness. I do get sick sometimes, but I've actually only missed one day of work because of illness in 25 years. I got food poisoning once, and it was tough to go to work that day, so I stayed home. But besides that, I stay pretty healthy. So there really are a lot of benefits to meditating. If you'd like to spend some time meditating with me, I'd love to. Visit my website and check out what I have offered there at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Or if you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, peace.